Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome into another episode of Friends from Work, a podcast about all things in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. As always, I'm Kyle Sconewill, and he's Robbie Earl, and today we have our second official Marvelette. A Marvelette is a short episode about something that Robbie and I think is very important and we want to cover. Robbie and I spent a lot of time putting together what we consider to be the best, most effective order to rewatch these movies in. There are a couple really notable changes, so we wanted to just take a second to explain what they were and why we did that.
Yeah, so I think the reason we've put them this way is because largely it goes with the chronology of the MCU, but I think it also tells the best story thematically. We start with Captain America: The First Avenger, which I think in a lot of ways gives us the heart of what the MCU will become sort of up front. We then move into Captain Marvel because chronologically, that's where she fits, and we sort of see the building of the Avengers through the lens of Nick Fury. Then on to Iron Man.
And we had a lot of issues where Captain Marvel originally released with the timing of it.
Absolutely.
So that's a good chance to maybe try putting it in a different spot more chronologically.
Right. Because I think there's definitely a case to be made for introducing Captain Marvel here and then sort of meeting back up with her later, which is something we'll talk about in the Captain Marvel episode. After Iron Man, which comes next, we then get into Iron Man 2, and then The Incredible Hulk, and then Thor, which are all supposed to have taken place in the same week, according to Marvel Studios. It's actually good to end on Thor there, which is not the original release order, because going from Thor right into the Avengers, Thor leaves off with Loki and sort of his next plans, who we then pick up with first scene of the Avengers. Avengers will then end with Loki, which we will then pick up the first scene in Thor: The Dark World. From Thor: Dark World, we'll get a little stinger about the Power Stone.
Ooh, and the Power Stone is important because that is the core of our next movie, Guardians of the Galaxy 1. And we're going to follow up Guardians of the Galaxy 1 right away with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, because James Gunn, the director, said that those movies take place back to back. They're actually right after one another. So throwing those two together makes sense.
Yeah. So we'll have this whole little kind of sub phase of MCU cosmic, which I think is really fun, before we then go back to Earth with Iron Man 3 to kind of catch up with him on how he's dealing with the repercussions of the Avengers. Then we'll do Captain America: Winter Soldier, which I think is the perfect lead-in to Age of Ultron. And this is something I'm actually pretty passionate about, because I think it can seem a little jarring to just jump into Age of Ultron after, I think, Guardians, which is release order, because they're just in the middle of sort of the mission that Winter Soldier leaves off on. And I really like the idea that sort of at the end of Hydra taking over at Winter Soldier, we're now beginning in the Avengers with them fighting back against Hydra.
So is Age of Ultron kind of a breath there then? Is that the end of Phase 2?
That is the end of Phase 2. Well, technically, the end of Phase 2 is Ant-Man, but in the end of our Phase 2, it would be Avengers: Age of Ultron.
I like the idea of ending each phase with an Avengers movie.
Yeah, I do too. I think that it allows us to kind of sit in whatever the paradigm shift has been from the end of that prior phase. And so one of the reasons that the Phase 3 order that I have actually begins with Doctor Strange before going into Ant-Man, before then going into Civil War, I think it gives us a second to sort of sit in the repercussions of Age of Ultron. We're sort of living in this world where the new Avengers team is operating in the background. We then see them in Ant-Man, and then by the time we get to Civil War, we see them begin to kind of break apart.
Yeah.
And then we get into all the movies that are kind of affected or deal with the fallout of Civil War, which will be Black Panther, which takes place, you know, the week after Civil War. Spider-Man Homecoming, which I think takes place largely about 3 months after Civil War. And then Ant-Man and the Wasp, which basically bridges the rest of that gap from Civil War to Infinity War.
Let me pause you right there. Let's talk about the decision to move some of these movies around Civil War. I think that's probably because we want the weight of Civil War, the effects of it, for you to feel it a little bit longer. And by moving some of these movies directly after it, like you were saying, Black Panther, Spider-Man Homecoming, Ant-Man and the Wasp, all of those have effects of Civil War in them. And so I think by doing that, you get the feeling of the weight of it a little bit more before we get to Infinity War, which ultimately is where you feel the ultimate weight of the effects of it, right? Because they're split up.
Right. Yeah, because initially you had Black Panther released right before Infinity War, even though it was supposed to have taken place 2 years prior, I think. And then Ant-Man and the Wasp is then released after Infinity War when it's supposed to have taken place prior to that. So yeah, I think this kind of creates this whole, okay, now we're living in a post-Civil War world for a few movies. Then we'll jump up to Ragnarok, which leads directly into Infinity War. And then from Infinity War, which leads directly into Avengers Endgame.
Right. I think one other caveat we have to give is that the post-credit scenes can occasionally rub on this order. I think if you've seen the movies before, that shouldn't bother you because you already know what's going to happen. And there can be fun narratives that actually come from anticipating what you saw in the post-credit scene. But if you haven't seen them before, it can be kind of jarring and confusing. So decide that at your own risk. But in our list, if you've never seen them, we even have the distinction of where to watch certain movies' post-credit scenes, because if you haven't seen them, they'd make more sense there.
Right. So for instance, we would say Captain Marvel, you should stop at the credits. Ant-Man and the Wasp, you should stop at the credits. And then you'll watch right after Infinity War, Ant-Man and the Wasp post-credit scene, and then Captain Marvel post-credit scene, and then Avengers Endgame. If this is your first time watching and you're wanting to split it up that way.
Oh gosh, I just love the idea now thinking about it of watching Infinity War and Endgame back-to-back as kind of a part one and two. I mean, what an unbelievable fitting conclusion to the entire saga if you watch them in that order. I've been tempted in the past to review those as one movie. I do love the idea of that being the centerpiece of this entire thing.
Right. So in closing, what we've really been trying to accomplish with this list, and you know, you should let us know if you think that we have, is to kind of give each era of the MCU its due. So whether that's the formation of the Avengers, whether that's the aftermath of New York, or whether that's the Civil War and the fallout there, we really want each moment in the timeline, kind of each theme that we see there, to resonate as much as possible. And so we're excited to watch the movies in this order. We think it's going to be a really fun adventure. We think it's going to tell a great story, and we're glad to have you all with us.
Totally. And so if any of that is a little confusing to you guys, we will be posting the actual order on all of our social media, whether that's Instagram, Twitter, Reddit, Facebook. You can find us on any of those at the FFW Podcast. So follow us there and make sure to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or however you listen to podcasts. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time on Friends from Work.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.